50s. We even see some 40s farther to the west. The rain threat continues through the evening hours before ending. Breezy, colder tonight. Overnight low 38. Tomorrow, breezy, kind of chilly. High 53, but the sun is out. Isolated showers possible Saturday. High 62. And then mid-60s with sunshine on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News is brought to you by Weed Man Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Several school systems are delaying the start of school Thursday because of the severe weather threat. Montgomery Public Schools will start classes at 10 this morning. For a full list of delays, visit alabamanews.net. Montgomery police say 57-year-old Michael Bradley, a teacher at Floyd Middle Magnet, is charged with sexual contact with a 12-year-old student on January 23rd. MPS officials say Bradley had just been hired at Floyd Middle Magnet on January 6th. He has since been placed on administrative leave. And the Montgomery County Board of Education has a special called meeting today to discuss a millage tax rate increase. We're told the board will consider a resolution asking the county commission to call a public hearing about increasing the tax rate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing. 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome, folks. Welcome to the final hour here of news and views from 9 till noon. We're waiting. The President of the United States, Donald John Trump, about to address the nation after his acquittal vote. Every single media company, news network, whether the big cable news nets, the legacy alphabet soup networks, or even some of these squirrely internet companies. They're all carrying this feed. So in mere moments, the crowd is assembling. The President of the United States will speak. We'll bring that to you live. But before, let's go to the phones and talk to one of our great callers, Randall.
Good morning, fellas.
Randall, good morning. How you doing, brother?
Good. I mean, in a way, good. In a way, you know what I mean? If you look out 8 years down the road, you know what I mean? You kind of get this pit in your stomach because, you know, yesterday, all of a sudden, a lot of people are sharing a lot of stuff on social media. Everybody's getting involved. And I know, Joy, you kind of felt this, you know, yesterday and maybe even the day before I heard you mention it. That, you know, this is a social media war against our kids. My daughter is getting, and it don't matter where she goes on, no matter what she does, Mike Bloomberg is all over her phone. It don't matter, I mean, it could be, you know, I mean, the Instagram, or it could be, you know, she got Snapchat, and I mean, she could be on that, mm-hmm. and it could be just looking up something on Google. I mean, he's popping up everywhere, and it's showing him in a likeness with kids, you know, even sure. though he's trying to take everything away. But the problem that I see is that they've made sure that every kid has a phone in their hand. And they and her friends are getting stuff, though, that looks like Donald Trump, you know what I mean? It's coming to take everything away and change it back to the 1960s. So I'm speaking straight to y'all upper-middle-white-class folks. I mean, and upper-middle-black-class folks, too, because y'all got the means and the thing to look some of this stuff up and maybe hold our tongues around our kids, because right now, there's stuff going on in the schools. It's really pouring into these schools. And, I mean, kids are getting pushed around, bullied. I mean, you can't, and I'm trying to teach my daughter. I mean, I pushed this on her too early, mm-hmm. 4 years ago. And so I backed way off, and she came to me with this. And so, and she told me what's coming up on the other one's phone. I mean, I've seen some of the clips, and Donald Trump looks straight like a racist on their phone. I'm telling y'all. And for everybody to all of a sudden start piling on Facebook, and you ain't even been, I mean, I understand that, man. Everybody's getting involved. That's all great. But make sure we looking up what we, you know, what we share. Don't, yeah, we all human.
Look
don't
after.
Don't so hate.
Yeah, don't take it too personally. Don't take it. Live your life beyond your own personal political opinions.
But it's hard when kids don't have, you know what I mean, when it's already a little hate in their heart because they don't feel nobody watching, and their parents may not be telling them the truth, and all they getting what's on their phone. And I'm telling you, it looks awful coming from that. And she screenshotted, her friends been screenshotting, and they send me stuff that pops up. Yeah. It's an all-out social media war, and we have fell right into their hands, because these past 2 days, I have never seen so many posts and slam dunks in my life. People, this is not what Trump wants. I promise y'all, he don't want us dunking on there. Now, he can get up at night and do all he wants, but the clips that they clipping out and the stuff, it makes Nadler and Schiff, makes them all look all high-minded, like they're here trying to block the bully bad man. Mm-hmm. And it's really moved past us, and it's into our generation that we're not going to be able to control when Trump's gone. So what happens to our kids? They done put all this hate in, and then this man goes on about his business. What happens, you know, 8 years, 9, 10 years down the road?
It's hard to make predictions, especially about the future, Randall. And when it comes to those long-term fights, you just got to take it day by day. But I like what you said earlier, and to quote a great poet, not to be pretentious about it, but hold on loosely, but don't let go. If you cling too tightly, you're going to lose control. So
I think great poet, 38 Special.
38 Special, yeah. They're really in the literature. They should be teaching that in schools. But Randall, I hear you. It is a sit down with your kids, and you're not going to completely be able to change their mind. And they might go through years of disagreeing with you. They may never agree with you. But this is, you know, part of it. And sometimes people react also to their parents. So it's just a matter of presenting the truth, like you said, as you see it. And then you don't have to shove it down their throat because they will react. So it's just presenting it and also presenting it with love. And that's what really matters. Your relationship with your daughter, for instance, is more important than anybody who's going to be president.
Oh, yeah. I'm more worried about the half-truth, though. That's the part about me. It ain't even about finding the truth. It's all this slam dunking that's going on. We need to worry about putting somebody, just like we got Congress right around the corner. We got votes And we, you know what I mean, and everybody thinks we're just going to, not only our congressmen, but now people that own businesses right here in Montgomery are jumping on the back of this man's coattail and slamming everything because he's winning. Well, no, we ain't really winning. He's giving us the opportunity to get this country back. But we're about to blow it, slam dunking, and not caring about our own state. And we're going to sit there and send people up there that ain't going to help us and ain't going to help him, and it's just going to make it worse. Well, I'm so glad you're keeping it down home and you're keeping the truth and not getting, my head ain't going too far out. But, man, I'm going to send you, I ought to see you some of these screenshots.
Just messing with me.
Y'all be careful. Be careful.
So, appreciate it, Randall. I got to run.
Take care, brother.
272-9228. Papa John. Hey, Papa John.
Hey, guys. That was depressing. Okay.
Well, I see as we got 8 years or 7 years or 6 years to continue to educate everyone.
Right.
And let them look at both sides.
Well, I think the one big difference I think Donald Trump is doing is he is establishing some trust back into the government, especially in his office. And having said that, I think his next big move needs to be to reform income tax completely to the point of eliminating it and replace it with a consumer tax. Most people don't understand what a consumer tax is. Consumer tax does not go on the essentials of life, does not go on your home, does not go on your rent, does not go on your food, does not go on your drugs, your utilities, anything like that, but everything else will be taxed.
Right.
That means your paycheck's going to be bigger.
Yep.
But it also, the first thing you do is you reduce the Internal Revenue Service and their budget by 90%.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The other thing is these untappable incomes that you can't get, drug dealers or whatever else, they're going to be paying taxes just like everybody else.
Exactly right.
And your tax base goes up tremendously. The whole thing to me is I think Donald Trump is putting himself in a position to be able to find some courageous congressmen to put together a bill to gradually eliminate the income tax.
That would be one of the greatest things ever. Oh, definitely. I think the income tax is just downright immoral.
But it'll also...
Absolutely. What's even the worst, Joey, is everybody starting January 1st every year are fighting that clock before April the 15th, and they're in a panic half the time.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm one of them, and I do my own.
Right.
Yeah.
But I know all of the accountants are saying, no, you can't do that. We'll be out of a job. Believe me, that's going to be something else.
Well, and what does really drive me crazy, you bring that up, is, like, you have to figure out what you owe them. Like, right. If it'd be one thing right. if they, like, contact me so and go, you owe this amount of right. money.
Well, they will, Joey. Eventually.
Well, they do after the fact, but it just right. drives me crazy that you have to do it yourself, yeah. and they do that, I think, partly to claim that you're doing this voluntarily.
Well,
give me a break.
Well, I think also with Papa John's idea of a for-use tax,
yeah.
it'll force everyone to have more money in their savings account, because instead of going to, let's say, Joey, you want to buy a new guitar,
mm-hmm.
but that tax on that guitar is going to be so high because that's where all of our taxes are going to be, you might not buy that guitar, therefore you'll hold that money.
Right. And it also shows exactly where the tax is.
Exactly.
Yeah, you right.
exactly.
And the next problem, again, is Social Security. I got a way to cure that, too. I'll put you back into Obama administration. He went and I've forgotten what the figure was, but he was put in to stimulate the economy. And somebody, I remember who it was, maybe Neil Bort, said, if he wants to use that money, what he needs to do is pay everybody that's been paying Social Security for how many years, pay them back plus interest, and eliminate Social Security. Now, that would be tough on people that are, you know, reaching within 20 years of retiring or within 20 years of collecting Social Security. But again, you could have them have an optional program where if they want to keep contributing and stay in that program, they can do that.
Yeah. Hey, I'd settle right now 50 cents on the dollar for what I put in.
Well, let me tell you what. If they wanted to write me a check today, it'd be a big one, and you and I, Eddie, would have a ball.
Yeah, I'm telling you, buddy.
Believe me. And I would enjoy it. Give me back it with the tax, with the interest it would have made, and I'll even take a cheap rate, 8%.
Yeah, there you go.
Compound it annually. I'll take it that way and run like crazy.
Yep.
Anyway, look, guys, Joey, you're doing a good job. Eddie, you are, too. Y'all are a lot of fun.
Thank you, Papa John.
Talk to you later.
Take care, buddy.
272-9228. We are still awaiting the President of the United States. So let's kind of do what's happened this week so far. Yeah, okay. The Iowa caucus on Monday.
Have we got the results back yet?
Not really. Maybe. But at this point, who cares?
That's just it. It's so funny, man. They went from, we're going to be in the news to...
Before we move on from the Iowa caucus, I have some results that I want to share.
Okay.
Elizabeth Warren.
Ooh.
Senator Elizabeth Warren finished in fifth place. Not in the whole state, but she finished in fifth place in Pocahontas County, Iowa.
Can't even win her own county.
Yeah, she essentially came in last in Pocahontas County. Pocahontas can't even do well in Pocahontas.
Right. That just shows you how much of a flawed candidate she is.
I saw that stupid headline. Sometimes you just got to laugh at this stuff, folks. Sometimes you just got to laugh. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group.
My boss.
40 years of experience, that's right?
Yes, he does. I was just taking, for all you realtors, it's CE season, continuing education season. I suggest you take the classes at Bo's office. Bo has got 40-something years of experience. He's been teaching probably 35 of those 40 years. He's still active realtor today. Yesterday's we took a nice ethics CE class. And out of all the classes I take, I enjoy taking them at Bo's office. As everybody that knows Bo knows that he's a down-to-earth person. He's not just going to tell you these are the rules and regulations. He's going to tell you why they're there.
Right.
And same with when you come to the Goodson Group as a client or a customer, and we'll turn you into a client. He's going to tell you what it takes to buy a home in today's 2020 market. Ask yourself the last time that someone actually asked you, "What do you know what it takes to buy a home in the 2020 market?" It's not the same as it was a couple years ago. There are new programs out there. Interest rates have changed. The market has certainly changed. And I can't say enough good things about the Goodson Group. As most of you know, he's like my grandfather. And I absolutely love Bo and Gail to death.
So whether you're looking to buy a home or sell your home and list your property, or you're looking to have that rental that you're invested in managed, so you don't have to do day-to-day landlord duties, these sorts of things, Goodson Group can handle that. Also, as Eddie mentioned, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, that 40 years of experience brought to bear, whether you're going for your real estate license or just looking in the spring market to become a more knowledgeable buyer or seller, operator in the market in general, check out the Goodson Group today. You can go online, see all their listings and services at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com. You can also give them a call, 551-0225, 551-0225. Thank you to Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group for being a great sponsor here of News and Views.
One more thing about the Goodson Group, Joey, if we can plug it real quick. We got an open house coming up this Sunday from 2 to 4 at 3301 Hammond Drive right there in Sturbridge. It's a beautiful place. It's very convenient to everything in Montgomery. Stop on by. We're going to have a $50 giveaway as well. But come on by and see this beautiful four-bedroom, two-bath house.
Fantastic, fantastic stuff. So, folks, the White House lawyers who defended themselves, defended the president, in the impeachment trial, they just walked in and got a standing ovation from a lot of folks. Cipollone, Seculo. Here comes the president. So what I'm going to do is hit this break we got to hit, and we'll come back with the president of the United States right on the heels of his acquittal yesterday by the Senate.
Here he comes.
This should be something. He's walking down now. We'll bring that to you after this quick break. Stay tuned. More News and Views after the break.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Iowa caucus were Monday. State of the Union was Tuesday. Yesterday was the acquittal of the President of the United States. The Senate voted him not guilty. And today, the president, as I speak, is addressing the nation. We're only a few minutes behind live here. Let's take you to the room in the White House. People cheering, band playing. There's Trump at the podium. Listen in, folks. Hail to the chief.
Well, thank you very much.
He's wearing a navy tie with pink stripes. The American flag lapel.
Mm-hmm. Good looking pin.
Wow.
Standing ovation from the crowd. Can you hear the screams of Democrats around the country?
I can smell their tears.
He's unleashed.
Yeah.
They'll probably hit him with another bombshell. And that crowd assembled is happy to see this president. Trump smirking, winking, making faces at
Thank
folks
you
in the
very
crowd.
Much, everybody. Wow.
Taking a victory lap.
We've all been through a lot together, and we probably deserve that hand for all of us because it's been a very unfair situation. I invited some of our very good friends, and we have limited room, but everybody wanted to come. We kept it down to a minimum at room, but everybody wanted to come. We kept it down to a minimum, and believe it or not, this is a minimum. But a tremendous thing was done over the last number of months, but really, if you go back to it, over the last number of years, we had the witch hunt. It started from the day we came down the elevator, myself and our future First Lady, who's with us right now. Thank you, Melania.
Standing ovation for Melania.
And it never really stopped. We've been going through this now for over 3 years. It was evil, it was corrupt, it was dirty cops, it was leakers and liars, and this should never, ever happen to another president, ever. I don't know that other presidents would have been able to take it. Some people said no, they wouldn't have, but I can tell you at a minimum, you have to focus on this because it can get away very quickly, no matter who you have with you, it can get away very quickly. It was a disgrace. Had I not fired James Comey, who was a disaster, by the way, it's possible I wouldn't even be standing here right now. We caught him in the act. Dirty cops, bad people. If this happened to President Obama, a lot of people would have been in jail for a long time already, many, many years. I want to start by thanking some of, and I call them friends, because, you know, you develop friendships and relationships when you're in battle and war, much more so than, gee, let's have a normal situation. With all that we've gone through, we've done, I think, more than any president and administration. And really, I say, for the most part, Republican congressmen, congresswomen, and Republican senators, we've done more than any administration in the first few years. You look at all of the things we've done. I watched this morning as they tried to take credit for the stock market from think of that. Let me tell you, if we didn't win, the stock market would have crashed. And the market exactly. was going up a lot before the election because it was looking like we had a good chance to win. And then it went up tremendously from the time we won the election till the time we took office, which was November 8th to January 20th. Point was our credit because there was hope. And one of the reasons the stock market's gone up so much in the last few days is people think we're doing so well. They liked the State of the Union speech.
Good speech.
Well, what a good speech.
People were hoping he was going to lose his mind, and it didn't happen.
It really is. It's a true honor to give it. Making the State of the Union speech, I was with some people that have been around. They've been all over the world. And one of them said, highly sophisticated person said, you know, no matter where you go in the world, it doesn't make any difference. There is nothing like what I witnessed tonight. The beauty, the majesty of the chamber, the power of the United States, the power of the people in this room. Really an amazing evening. I don't think there is anything like that anywhere in the world. You can go to any other country. You can go to any other location, any other place. It's the beauty of everything. It's what it represents and how it represents our country. I want to start by introducing some of the people that are here. I know some are going to be left out, but they work so hard. And this is really not a news conference. It's not a speech. It's not anything. It's just news conference. It's not a speech. It's not anything. It's just we're sort of, it's a celebration because we have something that just worked out. I mean, it worked out. We went through hell unfairly, did nothing wrong, I've done things wrong in my life, I will admit, purposely, but I've done things wrong. But this is what the end result is.
He's holding up the Washington Post headline, Trump acquitted. And it is the Washington Post, big bold letters, Trump acquitted. Smiling to the crowd, winking at folks.
I think he sent Pelosi a picture of that this morning.
Yeah. Acquitted forever.
Forever.
Holding it up. The crowd's going wild.
So, we could take that home, honey. Maybe we'll frame it.
Man, it'd be nice to have an autographed copy of that.
Does anybody have those papers? Does anybody have them? Because they're really like that, so I appreciate that. But some of the people here have been incredible warriors. They're warriors. And there's nothing from a legal standpoint. This is a political thing. And every time I say, this is unfair, let's go to court, they say, sir, you can't go to court. This is politics. And we were treated unbelievably unfairly. And you have to understand, we first went through Russia, Russia, Russia. We then went through the Mueller report.
I had to dump that. He actually dropped the BS bomb.
They should have come back one day later. They didn't. They came back 2 years later.
Adult language.
After lives were ruined, after people went bankrupt, after people lost all their money, people came to Washington to help. other people. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, they say. They came, one or two or three people in particular, but many people. We had a rough campaign. It was nasty. It was one of the nastiest, they say. They say Andrew Jackson was always the nastiest campaign. They actually said we topped it. It was a nasty, both in the primaries and in the election. But you see, we thought after the election it would stop, but it didn't stop. It just started. And tremendous corruption. So we had a campaign. Little did we know we were running against some very, very bad and evil people with fake dossiers, with all of these horrible, dirty cops that took these dossiers and did bad things. They knew all about it. The FISA courts should be ashamed of themselves. It's a very tough thing. And then we ended up winning on Russia. It should have taken the one day, as I said, and it took years. Then Bob Mueller testified. That didn't work out so well for the other side. But they should have said that first week, because it came out. Is that right, Jim Jordan? They knew in the first 2 days, actually. Devin, is that right? 2 days, they knew that we were totally innocent. But they kept it going, Mark. They kept it going forever. Because they wanted to inflict political pain on somebody that had just won an election that to a lot of people was surprised. I mean, we had polls that said we were gonna win. We had Los Angeles Times and a few papers actually said it was we're going to win, but it was going to be close. And we did win. It was one of the greatest wins of all time. And they said, okay, he won. And, you know, I wrote this down because that was where a thing called the insurance policy, to me, when I saw the insurance policy, and that was done long before the election, that was done when they thought that Hillary Clinton was going to win. And by the way, Hillary Clinton and the DNC paid for millions of dollars, the fake dossier. And now Christopher Steele admits that it's a fake because he got sued by rich people. I should have sued him too, but when you're president, people don't like suing. I want to thank my legal team, by the way, not for that advice, but for...
Jay, you guys stand up. Great job.
Right at the beginning, they said, sir, you have nothing to worry about. All of the facts are on your side. I said, you don't understand. That doesn't matter.
True.
That doesn't matter. And that was really true. They made up facts. A corrupt politician named Adam Schiff made up my statement to the Ukrainian president. He brought it out of thin air, just made it up. They say he's a screenwriter, a failed screenwriter. He tried to go into, unfortunately, he went into politics after that. Remember, he said the statement, which is a mob statement. Don't call me, I'll call you. I didn't say that. Fortunately, for all of us here today and for our country, we had transcripts. We had transcribers, professional transcribers. Then they said, oh, well, maybe the transcription is not correct. But Lieutenant Colonel Vidbin and his twin brother, right? We had some people that really amazing. But we did everything. We said, what's wrong with it? Well, they didn't add this word or that. It didn't matter. I said, add it. They're probably wrong, but add it. So now everyone agrees that they were perfectly accurate. When you read those transcripts, Tim Scott, I don't know if Tim's here, but he said, sir, he's the first one to call me, sir, I read the transcript. You did nothing wrong. And Mitch, he stayed there right from the beginning. He never changed. And Mitch McConnell, I want to tell you, you did a fantastic job.
Praise to Mitch McConnell.
That's a first.
Man, this is really a pep rally.
Folks. Oh, yeah,
this
big time.
Room packed full of supporters from Congress, from the White House. I think that's there. There's Bradley Byrne right there.
I thought I saw Bradley
Somebody
Byrne.
Somebody said, you know, Mitch is quiet. And I said, he's not quiet. He's not quiet. These are the people. He doesn't want people to know him. And they said, is Mitch smart? I said, well, let's put it this way. For many, many years, a lot of very smart, bad in many cases, sometimes good, but people have been trying to take his place. And to the best of my knowledge, I've never even heard the subject come up because they've been wiped out so fast. This guy is great, and I appreciate it, Mitch. And he's also given us 191 now.
Judges, yeah.
191 federal judges.
That's right.
Two Supreme Court judges, right? Up to 191.
But how's he getting all this done? Democrats keep standing in his way.
Great guy.
And actually,
he's a tough guy to read. I'm good at reading people. Tough guy to read, I'd call him. My wife would say, how'd you do with Mitch? I don't know. That's what makes him good, when you can read somebody. Fantastic job. And he understood.
I got applause there because we got to hit a break, folks. This is, it really is a victory lap by the president. Impromptu, off-the-cuff remarks. This is enjoyable. We'll take more of this when we come back from this quick break. More news and views after the break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand in hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer, it's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Now that the severe weather threat has edged out of the central counties, temperatures are dropping. I mean, we were in the upper 70s this morning, now 50s. We even see some 40s farther to the west. The rain threat continues through the evening hours before ending. Breezy, colder tonight. Overnight low 38. Tomorrow, breezy, kind of chilly. High 53, but the sun is out. Isolated showers possible Saturday, high 62. And then mid-60s with sunshine on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. In mere moments, we'll go to President Trump continuing his victory lap, his remarks after the Senate has delivered an impeachment acquittal. Trump already earlier held up the Washington Post front page, the headline, Trump acquitted. The cheers of the assembled crowd, congressmen, senators, he's calling folks out, giving shout-outs to great senators and congressmen who fought this good fight. It's a very much a victory lap, almost a pep rally, impromptu remarks, and Trump is truly in his element. Trump Unchained, folks. Yep. This part of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing. James Cole and the whole team over there, they really take pride in offering you 100% satisfaction guarantees. Cole Plumbing's been operating since 1977.
Wow.
So going on 43 years now. They're number one in the number two business. And because they're homeowners themselves, they understand when you have a plumbing problem, you need somebody you can trust. You need somebody who can get the job done quickly, yes, efficiently. And because they have this proprietary pipelining technology, they can do most jobs with minimal discomfort. That way they don't have to dig up a huge hole in your yard, yes, or tear out all that drywall. They can use this technology, again, with minimal discomfort to you to fix that plumbing problem. You don't want to wait on a plumbing problem, folks, and you need to have somebody that you know you can trust on top of mind, so when that problem does arise, you know who to call. Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. Again, they're number one in the number two business. And remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
And also check him out at coleplumbing.com. Now let's go back to the president. Still a few minutes behind here, but hopefully he won't drop any more BS bombs. So that was hilarious. I almost let it go because it's the president, I'm not going to play with the fire there. Let's go back. President Trump, where we left off, he was talking about Mitch McConnell.
Right, this was crooked politics. This was crooked politics. How about all these people? They're running for office. They're saying the worst things about me, like eight senators on the Democrat side. Most of them got wiped out. You know, they got their 1% or less. Most of them got less. They decided to go home. Let's go back to California. Let's go back to wherever they came from. Let's go back to New York. How about that one? Or New York Senator Gillibrand. Let's go back to New York after they get nothing. And then they take an oath that they will be fair, that they will be reasonable, you know, all of the different things that they had to sign. They're not fair, but here's the beauty. So we have four left. They're saying the most horrendous things about them. It's okay, it's politics. And then they're supposed to vote on me. They tried to replace me, and then they're supposed to be voting. So I think it's incredible. But so, Mitch, I want to thank you very much. Incredible. And you have some of your folks here. And they're incredible people, and they've been right from the beginning. And again, you're out of session, unfortunately. I only told these folks, let's do this today. We did a prayer breakfast this morning, and I thought that was really good. In fact, that was so good it might wipe this out. But by the end, by the time we finish, this will wipe that one out, those statements. I had Nancy Pelosi sitting four seats away, and I'm saying things that a lot of people wouldn't have said, but I meant every one of them. But we have some of the folks that are going to be leaving right after this, and they work hard, and they did work hard. Bill Cassidy, Senator. Stand up, Bill. What a guy. Great man. When I need to know about health insurance and pre-existing conditions and individual mandates, I call Bill, or I call Barrasso. We get those two guys, they know more than anybody. A man who just became a senator. He's a little bit like me. We have a couple of them. Very successful guy in business, and he said, what the hell? I'll run for the Senate from Indiana. And he ran, and I saw him on television destroying his opponent in a debate. I said, you know, this guy could win, and I got behind him. And Mike Braun, you have done some great job. Thank you very much.
Tough. Tough. Thank you.
A man who got James Comey to choke. And he was just talking in his regular voice. He's the roughest man. He's actually unbelievable, and I appreciate the letter you sent me today. I just got it. But he's got this voice that scares people. He's got it. But he's got this voice that scares people. You know, people from Iowa can be very tough. We're doing very well in Iowa. But I'll tell you, Chuck Grassley, he's looking to call me. Well, you tell me, what did you say? That's just the way he talked. I think that was when Comey announced that he was leaking, lying, and everything else, right? He choked because he never heard anybody talk like that. You know, you should have gone. I wish you got angry. You could have gotten the whole ball game. He would have said, I give up. Chuck Grassley is an incredible guy.
Wow. Got that Grassley voice.
This is a smart move, a crediting other people.
You bet.
You know, he was running against
what a leader does.
Tough, smart campaigner. We learned out how good she was, right? She was a great campaigner. In fact, by the end of the campaign, she was actually, I thought she was more for me than you were, Josh. I was worried. I saw her ads. She was saying the greatest things about me. And you know who I'm talking about. And I went to a great place, Missouri, and I said, who do you have to beat her? And they said, well, we have four people. I said, let me see them. I got to interview people. Can you imagine? I'm interviewing people for the United States Senate. This is what I do. Where have I gone? But I love it. I love it because we're getting great people. The first one I met was Josh Hawley. After about 10 minutes, I said to the people, don't show me anybody else. This is the guy. He was the attorney general, did a phenomenal job in the state, highly respected. And was, you couldn't beat her. Great campaigner. Remember the last campaign? Okay. She was going to be taken out. She was always going to be taken out.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
People say, how did that happen? Didn't happen with him. But she got so friendly toward me. In fact, one of the ads I still have, I'm putting it in the archives, is one of the best ads I've ever made. And she tried to convince people that we were best friends. But Josh ended up winning by 5 or 6 points. You were unbelievable. You were tough. And you are something. And one of the greatest supporters on the impeachment hoax was Josh Hawley. He was incensed, actually. I watched him. He was incensed at what they were doing and what they were saying. And those were the ones. You know, I had some that said, oh, I wish you didn't make the call. And that's okay. If they need that, it's incorrect. It's totally incorrect. And then you have some that used religion as a crutch. Mm-hmm. They never used it before. An article written today, never heard him use it before.
Talking about Romney.
You know, it's one of those things. But, you know, it's a failed presidential candidate.
There
so
you
things
go.
Can happen when you fail so badly running for president. But, Josh Hawley, I want to thank you. You were right from the beginning. Man, did I make a good choice.
We paused it there because we got another break, folks. We got to hit this last break of the program. More news and views when we come back, and more with the president. And this really is a victory lap, as I was saying, Daddy, here. So we're watching. Very smart of the president to kind of go to the folks who helped him through this process. It really is Donald Trump's Republican Party at this point. And I think this is why you're seeing those approval ratings in places that weren't there before, like Gallup. Really going up. What a mistake the Democrats have made going through this impeachment. Now, don't kid yourself. I'm sure another bombshell or whatever will come up. Yeah. But here, well, let's hit this break. Last break of this, show.
Wow, Joey. It flies by, man.
Really has. Joey Clark, Eddie Bader, more after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience, so for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down, and your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back. Closing moments here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Be back tomorrow morning, of course. Jack Campbell will be back in the house.
He'll be back from his Hollywood gig.
And instead on his TV gig. Eddie Bader's been here all morning. Thank you again, Eddie.
Oh, my pleasure.
And we've been listening to the president mostly this last hour make his remarks, his victory remarks after his acquittal. He's been mostly focused on the people assembled, giving praise, and then he gives, asides here or there. He's been hitting Mitt Romney hard today because that's what we expect of President Trump, what he's going to do. I'm going to skip ahead here actually a little bit.
Quick question while you're skipping ahead. How long do you think it'll be before the Democrats drop the next I hate Trump bombshell? You give it 48 hours, 72 hours?
They might let it wait a little bit.
Think so?
Yeah.
A couple of days.
Yeah, it might be right before a primary, something like that. I don't know.
See, today's Thursday. I'm going to say by Monday we'll have new...
Are there any big foreign trips for the president?
Ooh, that's
their style. Yeah, that's when he's overseas, they do something. But here, let's go back to the president. Dan Moore Show is next, by the way, folks.
They're running. We've got 98% of the vote. And everybody from the
media was saying, who are those crowds over there? You know, they expect it to be one of these competitive where everybody's running because they want to win, they want to win. And it was Trump, right, Mark Meadows? It was Trump. This was a Trump crowd.
In Iowa, yeah.
That's right.
Actually, a lot of my guys went there. They went to Iowa. And a lot of friends went there, and we had tremendous, they say the spirit for the Republican Party right now is stronger, I think, than it's ever been in the history of our country. I think it's stronger than it's ever been. And that includes Honest Abe Lincoln. You know, a lot of people forget Lincoln. I wish he were here. I'd give him one hell of an introduction. But he was a Republican. Abe Lincoln, honestly. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
There you go.
Thank you, Bradley.
Shout out to Bradley.
Gee, wonder who he's going to support.
A man who has been an unbelievable friend of mine and spokesman and somebody that I really like. And I know, Kelly, you're going to end up liking him a lot. Something's going to happen that's going to be very good. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. But Doug Collins, where is he? Where is Doug?
Mm-hmm.
You have been so great. Thank you very much, Doug. Thank you very much.
Damn it, shout out to Bradley Byrne.
Yeah,
I think Bradley's team is already going to cut that.
Yeah, we're going to hear that in the commercials, that's for sure.
A young man who is born with a great gene, because I know his father and how great a politician he was, but he's from Florida. Sometimes controversial, but actually he's not controversial. He's solid as a rock, and he's a friend of mine, Matt Gaetz. Matt?
He has been a star in this whole process.
Great job. All right, this guy.
How about this guy?
He's the NCAA, meaning a couple of years ago when he was in college, wrestling champion. NCAA, that's the big deal. That means in all of college, you're the champ. You're the best. His record was ridiculous. Nobody could beat him. And I see it. You know, every time I see it, when I first got to know him, Jim Jordan, when I first got to know Jim, I said, he never wears a jacket. What the hell's going on? He's obviously
the most random things. He never wears a jacket.
And they say where he works out, you know, with the congressmen, senators, they work out. They say when Jim works out, even though he's not as young as he was, but he works out, the machine starts burning. You know, it's just a different form of a workout than us, right, Sonny? And
Jim's chuckling and like holding his head in his hand.
And one day I'm looking, and he looks tough, and I'm looking at those ears. And I say, those ears have something going on there. I said, did you ever wrestle? Yeah, I did. But he doesn't talk. But I checked. This guy was a champion, top wrestler. And when I had the top, I had all of the teams. And by the way,
those cauliflower
Super
ears.
Bowl champions are coming, I think, next week or soon, very soon. And